Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason, and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Rick, I said to Sarah, let's... Jorge, I believe it's Raul, and he spelled it H-O-R-H-A-Y. Let Jorge pay for anything he wants, but just make it clear that she's a free agent. A problem she could have if she's not feeling like having him over, he may whine that there's something on cable he wants to watch that night. Then pull the plug. Michael and Seaside. P.S. I'd pay $1,000 for a GPS with Sarah's voice on it. Okay. 503-733-29. So they ought to make some sort of third party application that lets you, like, that lets you Bluetooth in your voice right into your GPS. Let's see. What do we got here? This is Robert. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hey.
Hey, yeah. You should tell Sarah to take the cable and run with it. You're talking about getting that premium channel, too.
All right, hold on. Sarah?
Yes?
You should take the cable. Pass it along, sir.
Hey, also, why don't you hook a brother up and give Tristan's number to me?
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll put you on hold. Give your number to Scotty.
Yeah.
No, do it.
No, do it. Hello?
Yeah?
I'll put you on hold. Give your number to Scotty.
Oh, no, no. I don't trust you, dude.
Wait.
So, you'll give it out to everybody.
Do you have a MySpace page?
I'm not going to give it out to everybody. I wouldn't. We're not a kooky morning show.
Okay.
Now, I can't guarantee you that she'll call you. But now, you understand, of course...
I'm going out for drinks with her today, so I can bring it to her.
And, I mean, now, you understand that it would be probably inappropriate of me to give you her number. She would probably not appreciate that, because...
Well, yeah.
She is on, to some degree, sort of a known person to the audience, so it would be probably not a wise thing for me to do. I would not do that. But I will pass along your number to her. Now, do you have a MySpace account, sir?
I don't actually own a computer, so no, I don't have a MySpace account.
I live in a cave. Do you...
I don't have one either.
Raul doesn't own a computer.
What's really?
Mm-hmm.
What is that guy's problem? I mean, he seems like a nice guy. I met him for the first time this weekend. You've only been dating him for like 8 weeks, so I'm glad that I finally got to meet him.
Now everyone gets the MySpace.
Let me ask you now: what celebrity would you say you most resemble, Robert?
Oh God, Chris Penn's dead brother.
Chris Penn is the dead brother.
Is it Chris Penn?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, they're Chris Penn.
So you look like Sean Penn's dead brother, Chris.
Yes.
All right. Chris was the... So now, are you a... You're a stocky man?
Yes, I am.
All right. How old are you, sir?
I'm 37.
May I ask what kind of living... What kind of a job you have? What sort of a thing do you do for a living?
I work for one of our wonderful waste companies.
A lace company?
Waste.
A waste company. So do you work at a sewage plant?
No, I actually work for a garbage company. Commercials and residential stuff.
All right, excellent. Do you play a musical instrument?
No, I don't.
I really have to be honest, just as a friend here, you're like one for six at this point. But I'll tell you what, I'll put you on hold. Scotty will take a number, and now we won't give it to anybody but Kristen. We'll pass it along, and, I can't guarantee she'll call you, but, I'll pass it along.
All right,
hold on. There you go. That's Robert. I can already see that it's just going to be nothing, but I want Christian's number calls for the rest of the day. Ladies and gentlemen.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth,
what do you know about Harry?
This is Tim Riley.
Well, search teams are calling up the looking for two men who are missing near Timothy Lake after a harrowing 911 call. According to the Oregon Civil Air Patrol, two men, both 20 years old, called 911 and said they were hopelessly lost and their Acura was stuck in the snow. They called back about an hour later and said, well, they got themselves out and they're okay. False alarm. So there. The hills of Kennewick are alive with blueberries, and who can blame them? Consumer demand for blueberries is growing, and Kennewick stands by to fill that need.
Fantastic.
A study by Rutgers University says the natural chemicals in blueberries help prevent colon cancer. Yes, Kennewick will cure the world. Or so they think.
Kennewick, the source of and cure for all of the world's cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there you go. It's sort of a nice closing of the circle feel to it.
Try again.
For the love. All right.
We're tired of that woman. Yeah,
seriously. Here's Tim Riley.
Pizza dough could be more healthy if it's baked longer and hotter. Why not even try to barbecue it, says chemists in the United States government. Research by the pizza chemical people at the University of Maryland said they can make a healthier pizza. Our researchers found that cooking whole grain pizza dough longer at a higher temperature boosted 82% the levels of antioxidants and substances that are thought to reduce the risk of cancer and heart disease. So, if you can't find Kennewick blueberries, barbecue yourself some pizza.
I don't even know what an antioxidant is.
There are things that are good for you.
I don't know what an antioxidant
is.
You
live longer.
I don't know what a free radical is. Kelly, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Hi. I was calling to give you a little hint on the GPS thing.
Uh-huh.
I think the perfect one for you, Rick, would be Rosie O'Donnell, huh?
No, actually, I got an email. Somebody suggested it early on. The squawking retarded Rosie
like,
O'Donnell.
Can we come over to a Burger King, please?
Yeah.
And to Sarah about the raw rule thing or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what? If he's going to pay for your cable, let him.
Yes,
because there's going to come a time when he's not going to pay for anything, like my boyfriend.
Bam.
And then you're going to want to hold on to those nice moments. If I asked my boyfriend to pay for my cable, he'd be like, why? I don't watch it.
You give it up anyway.
Yeah. Exactly. I'll give it up for free. Come on.
Fantastic.
And another thing is, I wanted to tell you guys, thank God for your show, because the other day I was in a van down by the river. No, I'm just kidding. So I was in a van, and it had FM radio, and I was listening to it, and they played the same freaking songs over and over. And it was so irritating, and I tried changing it to all these different stations, and it was just the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
And then I came back and I saw the FM AM radio button, so I pushed it on, and bam, there you guys were. Lo and behold, saving my ass.
Well, we're glad we could help.
That's
so.
What AM radio is for.
It's really
saves lives.
Yeah. Really, it's why we're here. We're here to make your life better in every way. So thank you. We'll spread the word about the show, please.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. There you go. Fantastic. Excellent. There you go. All right. Let's do one more, and then we'll welcome Dennis Pitzenbarger to the Rick Emerson Radio Show.
Halle Berry has received her own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. No other information is available.
No. Or needed, because it's basically just some crap you buy yourself, right?
Costs about $10,000 or $15,000, I believe.
I mean, if we had sufficient money, we could get you one.
Yeah.
That's what we ought to raise money for. We ought to raise money to buy Tim Riley a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I wouldn't be impressed.
Okay, never mind. I take it back.
Fine, we're not going
to
do it. We'll
give it to Scotty. All right, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson. I don't know where the fuel sounder is.
I have assistance, please, to run out of what the toilet seat.
That hurt.
Dennis Pitzenbarger.
That did hurt. I just felt lightning.
You know, no offense, she sounded like a great girl, but that Kelly's voice.
Can we please play the montage of her when we come back from the break?
Okay.
Yes.
Of Rosie?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do that here. Dennis Pitzenbarger. Hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a fantastic.
You want to weigh in on Sarah dating a Latin man, since everybody else seems to be doing it?
Well, as a as an Italian bred human being, I would say that in today's world, it's funny how there was always the joke about the guy or the girl working the guy was kind of the classic, the girl getting what. You know, what she wanted. It seems like he's kind of trying to work the reversal on that. Like, he's trying to get the plush place to watch cable. Like, he's trying to...
Well, now, that's a fair point. Does he have a nice place?
He has a place.
Is it nicer than yours?
It's not nicer than yours.
It's actually in your neighborhood, Rick. He lives very close to you.
Oh, so it's not nicer than yours. So it's an asshole.
It's not a bad place.
It's not as nice as yours.
But it's okay once you get inside.
Once the door is bolted behind you.
Step over Bob, the guy in the alley, and... no, but obviously, alluding to that, obviously, it shows that your place is obviously nicer.
So maybe he's slowly...
Yeah, this place is very nice.
Maybe he's slowly going to be making your place over into... Your place.
No, because I told you before, we have totally opposite schedules. So, I mean, we don't really get to spend a significant amount of time together.
But that's totally what I'm saying. See, this is totally the thing. So, by just paying for... So, cable's like $50 a month. Cable's $50 a month. Let's say he finds a few other things to improve around it for, you know, that are also $50 a month.
No, because I'm not going to...
What's the air conditioning status?
For like $150 a month, he can totally... because your rent is, let's say, X hundred a month.
Yeah, and like all my utilities are included in my rent, so there really isn't anything else he could offer to pay for except for...
I'm just saying, so for not a lot of money, he has effectively created a fantastic place for himself to spend a lot of time for less than actually having to rent
it. If he wants to hang out at my house and watch cable and hang out with my dog... That's totally fine by me because I feel guilty about leaving Muppet at home.
Excellent. Well, there you go.
So that way, maybe I get a dog sitter. He gets cable.
He gets an apartment for like $50 a month. That's fantastic.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think he's kind of working. I think it's kind of the reversal where really, you know, he's getting what he wants, which is a cool place to hang out.
No, but because he likes his own space. Like, we both really like our own space. So he's not at his apartment quite a bit, and then, you know, we'll hang out at mine or.
I don't know what level, and I don't know if you would discuss it, but I mean, is it the point where you have the guy, he's got the proverbial drawer in the dresser? Are we at that?
No, he has no drawer.
Okay. Well, that kind of explains where that is.
All right. This is Kyle. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Dennis, NASCAR Kyle.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, that hurt.
No. I've received emails from Kyle about, we have a little, NASCAR Fantasy League that we do, picking the drivers for NASCAR. Yeah. Oh, come on. You were doing the kit sounds earlier. I don't think that you should be frowning your brow at me, acting as if we aren't all geeks in the same room.
I wasn't online pretending that I was actually Michael Knight, you know, and like wagering on the outcome of whether.
You were in a room with a basement with a microphone doing
it. Oh, that's fine.
Okay,
that's fair enough.
Kyle gets his dues. He's following me around. He's trying to rub it in. I'm actually reading the USA Today here, Kyle, so I just rub it in and then we'll be on with this.
Wasn't that a great race? How was the party?
The party was excellent.
This is a gripping phone call for everybody that doesn't know what's going on.
Well, I had announced it last Tuesday that we had a NASCAR party at the Cheerful Pit Stop, but of course you didn't show up.
Okay. All right. Anything else while we're on the phone with Kyle?
No, I appreciate Kyle calling in.
Thanks, Kyle. You contributed a lot to the show. Thanks for that. I appreciate it.
Don't be mean. Don't be mean. That was mean. I like Kyle. Kyle's like our go-to NASCAR guy. He's a fellow... I mean, you know, just because I don't have my 20-sided dice or my Star Wars figure in my pocket.
Everyone is cranky today.
Everyone is a little cranky.
I'm not cranky. I'm in a great mood.
Tim is a rock.
Do you realize that you're sitting here ranting and raving at Rick for like 20 seconds? We don't need to be angry, Dennis.
Seriously. About a guy who's in a NASCAR fantasy league.
I like Kyle.
Okay. Well, you know what? You can like Kyle on your show, and you and Kyle can sit and, I don't know.
Well, I mean, we can talk about what's been on this show. I have to agree with Lisa Goddard from earlier. I mean, I look like I weigh 400 pounds on TV.
That is true. You got like a full-on Fred Flintstone thing going on when you get on television. That's a fair point. No, it's true.
Not nice.
No, it's true. No, I look terrible on TV, too. I look awful on television. That's the reason I can make that observation, because I look terrible.
Oh, you want to see something bad? You go back and you watch the stuff from long ago. It's kind of like, I mean, for you to maybe listen to, you know, air checks from, you know, 1990 or whatever, you know, it'd be a thing where, you know, you've gone through that and done that on the show.
It's awful.
It's... you know, just like Lisa Goddard said, to watch yourself on television is to just put ice picks in your eyeballs.
It's absolutely terrible. I should read this thing. We were talking about GPSs earlier. Do you have a GPS?
I do have a GPS.
Now, did
I actually bought the one. Remember, I asked you for your buying device.
I thought that was for your mother-in-law.
Well, yeah, but we actually got her the, I can't even remember, Garvin. Garvin?
I have one of the other brands.
I
have the TomTom, which is fantastic. And the only celebrity voices they do right now are John Cleese and Eddie Izzard. But I've got this now. Scotty pulled this from MSNBC.com. It says, if you already have an expensive navigation system in your car, you're already familiar with the generic woman's voice telling you to turn left. The idea behind this is a company called Wanderlust. Their new offering is to give you something a little different. Right now they offer Mr. T... Dennis, Mr. T,
that's
fantastic.
Awesome, yeah.
Dennis Hopper, what would Dennis Hopper do? He would just freak out. He would just have some sort of an acid flashback and drive you into a swamp and cut your head off. And Burt Reynolds, there you go.
I'm all about that.
That's fantastic. Let's see, Mr. T not only guides, he also threatens. Tell me there's a website for this. Apparently, while he's guiding you somewhere, he says, Mr. T gonna get you there in one piece. You gonna be there safely or else. All right, I have to see if there's
a sucker in there.
I don't know. I have to see if there's a link for this.
I have to say that. I don't know why someone hasn't already started doing that. I don't know why. I mean, you see it in brand new cars I drive all the time. They all have different voices. Why wouldn't you be able to just... some of the more expensive cars that have navigation systems, which are basically like these portable GPSs, have a thing where you voice track everything for voice commands. Why wouldn't you just... have your wife or significant other or whoever you wanted. If I wanted Tim to jump in a car for 20 minutes and say a random list of words, wouldn't that be great to be able to do?
Totally. I'm looking at the website right now. Let's see.
I gotta write that down. What is it?
I can't find a website for the company. I'm looking for a website for the company. I want to hear the demonstration rather of this Mr. T GPS thing. See, they don't have it. There's an article about it, but I can't find the actual company.
I mean, in today's world, electronics, I mean, how could you not program it? If someone's offering to pay Sarah $1,000 to voice their GPS, I'm thinking that that's a pretty, yeah, your eyes are lighting up. That's a nice little career boost there.
Totally.
Oh, I just do 3 or 4 GPSs a week.
No, we had like, I don't know, probably 50 calls in the first, I don't know, hour and a half of the show, but people who were suggesting different things that here we go. Let's see. Let's see if we have the link to the website here, or is it just... Is it just a news article about this? All right, Sarah, I'm gonna launch this here. We'll see if this plays.
Does Eddie get royalties every time you tell somebody to take a left turn?
I'm sure that I'm sure that it must be like a per download thing. That must be how he makes his money on this. All right, let's see if my computer is turned up. If it'll play this. All right, this is the Mr. T GPS system.
You need 60 cupcakes. Oh,
good God.
I'll help.
At what point did it become like mandatory on that I have to sit through like a Bounty paper towels commercial every time I want to do anything?
Welcome to marketing. That's all I'm going to say.
Just do everything you can to try to get me to not watch your content. All right. I've got it turned down. It's my act of protest. That'll show them. All right. So in 2 seconds, this should begin. All right. So this is from MSNBC. This is about this Mr. T GPS thing.
Hey, fool, in 400 yards, turn left.
Oh, that's fantastic. If I can hear that again.
Hey, fool, in 400 yards, turn left.
Oh, you'll turn when Mr. T's voice tells you to. And if you don't...
Get up and listen to me. Keep right.
When it comes to GPS navigation, this is the newest twist.
A company called NavTones has done what some people have figured would happen. They've offered celebrity voices for your GPS system.
And this, by the way, the GPS you're using is exactly the one I have, so this makes me happy.
And in some cases, they really nag you.
You've reached your destination. What is that? That's where you was going? Oh, man. You wasted my time.
In addition to Mr. T, Burt Reynolds and Dennis Hopper are also available for about $10. We tried it out in a unit called the TomTom Go 700, a very capable portable unit which lists for about $900. Maps for the whole country are stored on a hard drive and come preloaded.
0.2 miles, turn left.
If you prefer to lose the sarcasm and spend less money, the new Navman ICN 320 comes in with a suggested price of under $600.
Oh, they've lost me. They've abandoned the Mr. T angle.
The ICN 320 is meant to guide you mainly by voice, but
you know what? This is new, so they'll go back and they'll do the Mr. T thing again at the end as like a callback to
Cabot. With the visuals for a little added help. Maps for the U.S. are preloaded on a small card, and you never have to connect it to a computer. Nice and simple.
Destination again, 0.1 miles.
For those who want more, Navman also has one that has a touchscreen and all the maps loaded on hard drive. Plus a helpful feature, 2 buttons that will instantly tell you where the nearest gas station or parking lot is. Handy in a strange town. The ICN 550 lists at about $800.
Don't make me jump out this machine,
because
I will.
Not long. I'm Scott Newell.
That's fantastic. It's a little laugh at the end.
Now, that is the...
Hey, fool, in 400 yards, turn left.
That is the one you have, right?
I have the 300. This is the 700. I have the 300. But presumably to work with what I've got, it's that little laugh that they tag it with. It's genius. Excellent. All right. We should take a break here. We'll take a break, come back.
I'll make sure that Kyle doesn't call.
No, and you know what? I was just thinking to myself, how am I going to control the program while also making sure that Scotty uses this Sinew Cleanse correctly? Dennis, you're the answer to that question.
I'll hold him down.
Back after this, it's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, Solid State Radio. Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. Coming up at the top of the hour, Tom Likas down to Mike at 7. In just a moment, we'll be rejoined by Dennis Pitchenbarger. And then, see if we have time to make a... Scotty, try this sinus relief. Ladies and gentlemen, a final visit to the Ministry of Truth with Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Gas prices have reached $3 a gallon in Oregon, but you got to drive all the way to Ashland if you want it. Everywhere else, it's still $2.95. You live in California, $3.27 a gallon. From Idaho Falls comes word the most popular hypnotherapist is going to jail. His name is Barry Tingler. Apparently, he's getting 100 days in county jail and 4 years probation for molesting his patients after he hypnotized them.
Tingler.
Well, Madonna's admitted to it, and so has Angelina Jolie, and now the Black Eyed Peas singer Fergie has revealed she, too, has had lesbian experiences.
I'm stunned.
She admitted that she rebelled against her Catholic upbringing by becoming a lesbian. I have had lesbian experiences in the past. This is her speaking, by the way. I wouldn't say how many men I've had sex with, but I am a very sexual person, she tells the tabloids of London. Looking back, Fergie-licious, as she likes being called, shudders when she remembers the serious trouble her drug habit got her into. When I was going through my out-of-control phase, I would have to get into very dangerous situations. I had put a gun into my head during a drug deal that went wrong.
That's hot.
Oh, I thought she put it to her head. Somebody else put it to her head during a drug deal that went... Lucky I got out of it.
So, put a gun to your own head.
And it seems...
Oh, no, somebody help me! Little Blazing Saddles there.
Oh, listen to this.
Won't somebody help that poor man?
You can see the lesbian Fergie in her new movie, Grindhouse, in which she also plays a lesbian.
Is she in Grindhouse? I didn't know that.
Yes, with Quentin Tarantino.
I don't get to go tonight. I'm so angry about that.
See you some other time, man.
Okay, Dad.
You'll see him later. Quit your whining.
All right.
That's it for now. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, he's out. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. Thank you. Fantastic. Let's see, but real quickly, before we do anything else, we've got to... So this is from navtones.com. So this is Gary Busey. So apparently you can get Gary Busey who will to work on your GPS. Let's see what Gary Busey on your... This is not a gag. This is from navtones.com, Gary Busey on your GPS.
Busey. And if you ever get bored, just honk at geese. Even though you don't see any, just honk at them. Like, I'll give you an example.
Honk! Honk! Honk!
I'm not bored because I'm honking at geese.
Jesus Christ.
Who would trust his directions? He's always high as a kite and getting arrested for being on drugs in the suburbs.
I was going to say... And
laying in some bushes somewhere.
I was going to say, Gary Busey, you don't need to put on your helmet. Just drive this motorcycle bareback like they used to.
This way to Skid Row.
Exactly.
What about Burt Reynolds?
Let's see what Burt Reynolds has to say.
Is he still alive?
Gary Busey's the guy who almost killed himself a few years ago, wasn't it? I don't know that I really trust my driving instructions to a guy who put himself into a coma. This is the Burt Reynolds, let's see here. These are the Burt Reynolds navigation instructions from navtones.com here.
Hi, this is Burt Reynolds. You see this navigational system that costs you probably $25,000? Well, no, it really does. It looks like it costs that much. I suggest you eat it and then put it out and sell it for a dollar.
Is that really him? It could be anybody. It says Burt Reynolds.
It says Burt Reynolds, and it's his picture. Do they not give them tip? Was there no show prep done before they recorded these? Did they just stick a microphone in front of him somewhere as he was coming out of a restaurant?
Okay, I'm on that same website. I found some random chick named Bambi.
Oh, see, these are the generic ones that I hate. The TomTom has these, too, where it's like New York cab guy.
All right, let's check it.
This is Bambi?
Bambi. Hi, this is Bambi, and this is my disgusting adulterous husband,
Brock.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to get this trip started so I can dump his ass off. So let's go.
If you saw my wife, you would definitely agree he's doing the right thing by hanging with every other woman in sight.
Whatever. Just follow me. And
don't follow her anywhere.
Don't follow
anywhere.
Him. You don't want to follow him. I mean, do you ever listen to a man?
Do you ever
stop talking?
Do you ever shut up? You can't shut up. Your ass is fat.
My God.
I don't understand. There were no instructions in there. At no point did they never actually explain how to go anywhere. Okay, this is...
But I have Brock.
No, I got to play this one, though. This is, I swear to God, I'm looking at this right here.
Hi, folks. My name's Harold Roscoe Jenkins, Jr., the 4th.
Oh, good God almighty. Now, first of all, I got to tell you a couple things. First of all, this cowboy looks exactly like Dan Savage, so you can draw your own conclusions there. So this is why I made fun of the voices that the Tom Tom had for so long, because until they got Eddie Izzard and John Cleese, this is what all of the custom voices that they wanted you to pay for were like. It was like a, you know, mob guy.
Howdy, folks. My name's Harold Roscoe Jenkins, Jr. the Fourth, but you can call me Bubba. Lock and load and giddy up, because I'm jonesing for adventure. Yee-haw!
Imagine what kind of moron.
Oh, my God.
What kind of idiot, what kind of ass pays to have that on his... You have to pay for that on your GPS.
Hey, Rick, wouldn't you want to be guided by the gay man?
Hey, Ron. Is that one? Haven't seen you in a while, but I'm sure you remember me. You used to pay me to polish the chrome on your limo while Howard was at Scores. Anyway, I hope I get to see you soon. Do you believe in life after love, Ronnie?
I'm confused.
I don't know.
When does he tell me how to get on the highway? I don't, when does he tell me, like, where the gas station is?
That's how you get lost in the woods with them soft to the roof of your Accord.
That voice is free.
All he does is guide you to rest stops.
Oh, come on.
Oh, wow.
Come on, that's funny. You
dump yourself.
Yeah, that's
wow. Oh, you know that's funny. You all can act offended. You know that was hilarious. Let's see what this one sounds like.
I feel bad because I'd buy the redneck.
What's up, bros? This is Bodie Stone, amateur surfer, professional lady.
I wish
man.
I was dead.
The road's just like a wave, dudes. Shred it with me and you'll never wipe out. Hang loose.
Wrong.
Okay, there we go. Fantastic.
Can we listen to Brock once? That's
fine.
The annoying woman. Right.
Hey, this is Brock and this is my future ex-wife.
Bambi.
Yeah.
Love you.
Once a stripper, always a stripper. Anyway.
You used to like it, remember?
Yeah, when you were...
I don't understand.
Moving on. Anyway, so we're going to choose us for the trip, or at least listen to me and you'll get there in one piece.
Don't listen to him, you'll never get there.
Don't listen to her or you'll have no career or life.
Please, do you ever listen to men? Come on, ladies. You know who to choose.
Mm-hmm. You're sagging.
She's been waiting all day for him at Jiggles.
She's been waiting to talk just to him. It's a long time because they open early.
That sounds terrible. Who would pick that?
I don't understand what that's all about.
I just love the closing line.
I like all of it. You gave me crabs.
All right, so yeah. I guess it's them together. So Brock is Bambi's disgusting husband. Her words, not ours. He does his best to guide her, but sometimes she's a little slow on the upshift.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice car.
But Brock
reference.
Can't be all that bad. Just listen to how hard Bambi tries to please him.
We'll see. We've got an email here for Dennis. Oh, this is about Tim's greasy computer.
Hey,
Rick, while Dennis is in the studio, please have him explain why his weekend crew insist on messing up King Riley's computer. What the hell is their problem?
I do not speak for the gentleman that sits in that seat,
uh-huh.
But he has been addressed actually within the last 2 or 3 hours. That there will be no more eating in the studio.
Is that true?
And that was by the chief engineer and I believe even the PD.
All right, so there you go, Tim. So
there will no longer be eating in the studio.
The problem has been addressed.
And I told him it's tough because I know that Tim has a very healthy lifestyle as far as what he eats, so it doesn't help that it's like greasy, reprocessed
right.
meat.
It's not like it's tough making it through a two-hour show without bringing a full meal while you're doing it.
Well, I can do that, but, you know, I don't even know... I'm not going to poke the stick in that.
Does he have the pizza just delivered directly to that computer?
Just
where should we deliver this to? To PC number 3 in the KOT. I'm the KOT.
Well, actually, I don't mean to make you feel more uncomfortable, Tim. But actually, usually it's some assorted breakfast sandwiches from Jack in the Box. And who knows what kind of meat are in those?
That's true.
Fantastic.
I mean, what kind of grease comes out of a Jack in the Box? Well, seriously. We don't want to know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley. Fantastic. This is Jesse. Hi.
Hey, Rick.
Hey,
that news story with Mr. T that has the Tom Tom, the same setup that you have.
Yeah.
It said it was $900.
Well, that's not the one I have. The one I have was not $900.
Because I'm just saying, you were giving Scotty J not too long ago a hard time about paying a grand for a 65-inch TV.
I'm sorry. It was just, there's that hum. Is all right.
I'm not humming.
Scotty's got a 65-inch TV.
He's got no.
He paid a grand for it. That's a good deal.
And he's got that flat-screen TV in his shower.
Oh, good lord! That fell off a truck.
No. I do not have the $900 GPS. I should note that. The one I got was a couple hundred bucks, but it wasn't the $900 one. And I didn't actually pay for it. My wife did, so she's got a stable job. Not unlike it. I have my own Raul. Let's just put it that way. So
very nice. So does the Mr. T, if your directions are taking you to the airport, when you get close, does he start freaking out?
Does
I get on no damn plane, boy.
I ain't getting on no damn plane. Yeah, totally. And then you have to drug the GPS to get on there.
Yeah, right. Just like that.
Thank you.
That was an excellent reference.
Rick, now that Major League Baseball season is here, your next celebrity GPS voice should be baseball legend Wayne Boggs. Thank you. Thanks for that. That's a little callback. Oh, hey, so speaking of the callbacks, so we don't have time to do the saline thing. I'm going to go to the store and buy the actual sign you
cleanse. No, but now I want Scotty to use the generic, like, enormous thing that he has to stick in his nose.
Use the big nose douche.
Can I see that for
there
a second?
There you go.
So actually, like, oh, my God, it's got, like, a little pump on it and everything. Yeah. So you actually have to take the lid off of this, shove this nozzle up your nose, and then start pumping.
Yeah. And then apparently it fills up your head and a bunch of crud comes out.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow is really not the word.
I mean, I'm not trying to, I mean, that looked like something that was in the shower when I was growing up, but that was a totally different use.
What?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
It had the same purpose. It was just something different.
Okay. Moving on. We got to.
You're not going to make Scotty do that today.
We don't. No, there's no time. It's like we only got like 9 minutes. But real quickly, so
I have to come back down here tomorrow and watch him shove that thing up his nose.
Yes, you have to hold it down.
Okay. Well, no, the thing. Well, hold on. Let me check my schedule. I'll put that in my Outlook.
So real quickly, because we do have Listener Party 10 coming up, which is sort of the history of the Rick Emerson Show, we should make an announcement about Listener Party 10. You can get your logos, by the way, to rick@rickemerson.com. Listener Party 10, which is coming up Thursday, April 19th, 7 p.m., Barracuda. Emerson History X is the name of it. We've already started to assemble. I was checking in Dave's in sort of vault that he's got upstairs right now. Dave's in, who is the curator of the Rick Emerson memorabilia collection for this party. We got a whole bunch of, like, I mean, T-shirts that I forgot even existed.
I found a bunch of T-shirts today, too.
You did. You brought some in, so it'll be a T-shirt from the Sarah Dillon collection. Was there an F. Matt shirt made at one time?
A long time ago, yeah.
I don't even remember what
I think
that looked
sold
like.
You sold it on your website.
Maybe. I don't even really remember what it looked like. Some guy got
F.
one.
F. Matt and Tim Riley is God.
Yeah, I remember that shirt. They were just black with white lettering, if I remember correctly.
I don't even remember, but if some guy brought those in. We have the George the Skull that's going to be on display. We have the Mystery Sound thing that's going to be on display. I have a bunch of photographs from the very first Listener Party, which was years ago. Those are going to be on display. We have a bunch of the like bootleg, like audience bumper stickers are going to be on display. I have at home the target from the Tim Riley Gun Fest that Tim was using, that Tim used his semi-automatic gun on. I have that target at home that Tim fired at. So I have all of that. And then we can announce today that we have now confirmed this with the band the performing at Rick Emerson Listener Party 10 will be, and this is, I think, the full name they've... I tried to get them to go with Banging Britney, but they made some observations. They said that they felt that that might impede future bookings. So
wisely.
So they are going to be Attack Ships on Fire will be performing as I think they're just going to be performed as Hit Me Baby or Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Hit Me Baby.
Hit Me Baby. So Attack Ships on Fire is Hit Me Baby. They're going to do a whole set in the middle of the probably in the middle of the party. They're going to do like a mini set of hard rock versions of Britney Spears songs. Which is fantastic, and they're a great band anyway. So that's going to be, so Hit Me Baby will be performing at some point during the party. They'll be doing a set of hard rock Britney Spears songs, which is great. We have another band announcement that's going to be happening later on in the week, and then, well, we don't have any time to get to the other stuff right now, so we should take a break. We'll come back, we'll talk to Dennis Pitchenbarger, we'll wrap it up, we'll hit Tom Likas at the top of the hour, Donna Mike at 7, and so forth. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio. You stay right there. Rick Emerson Show. Don't forget, tonight at 10 o'clock on FX, The Shield, season six? Season 6 of The Shield, or I guess it's the second half of season 5, but whatever. I don't know anything about it. But it's going to be genius because the first five seasons have been genius. And every season has been better than the season preceding it. So, which is improbable. But it has been true. Every single season of The Shield has been better than the season that came before. So, tonight's Shield Season 6 on FX. Dennis Bixenbarger, PDX AutoClick, and etc. People can be checking you out this weekend, 9 to 11, right here on this very fine radio station.
Yeah, be talking about...
microphone
that's
off.
Okay. Well, I don't have the buttons. They never give me any of the good stuff.
No.
Talking about a new Saturn Outlook, NASCAR is taking a week off of Winston Cup, and Kyle, I'm sure, will call in, but should be a good show as always.
Fantastic. Tomorrow we'll be douching out Scotty's nose.
I can't wait to hold him down. I mean that in a... never mind. Thanks for having me.
Didn't I just hear you as a GPS voice? All right. Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. In the newsroom, Tim Riley, PA, Scotty J, and our gatekeeper is Dave Zinn. One of the CNN radio correspondents, Jim Roop, Brian Blank, and Lisa Goddard. Like us next, Donna Mike at 7. Stephanie Miller tomorrow morning, 6 to 8. Dennis Miller, 8 to 11. We'll be back tomorrow at 11. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down, and please try to help the retarded. This is the Rick Emerson Show. See you tomorrow, kids. Bye.
I barely knew her.